Let It Rip by Archimede Fusillo.
Are you sure this works?
It was Mustard, asking the same question for the 100th time. He was new at the school and didn't really know too much about me and my farts.
Would I lie to you?
Asked my best mate Nick. But Mustard still looked more than a bit unsure. Give me the jar, I said, and grabbed it out of Mustard's hand.
I'll prove to you it works.
And saying that, I crossed the quadrangle to where a gaggle of grade 6 girls were sitting in a circle. I knew Mustard would be watching me, so I made a real show of opening the lid of the jar. The girls looked at me, not knowing what to think. See that guy over there? I said quietly. I turned and pointed at Mustard, but not so he could see me doing it. That guy there wants to give each of you girls a big mushy kiss. Who wants to be first? It worked a treat. The girls took one look at Mustard's face and almost puked on the spot. I mean, who wouldn't? Mustard's face looks like he's spent too much time running into parked cars. I wasn't going to waste a perfectly good fart just because Mustard wanted proof that he was getting the real thing. Well, I chimed when I returned to Mustard and Nick. What do you reckon now? I said, making a show of closing the already closed lid on the jar really tightly. Mustard's eyes said it all. He was in. Hook, line and stinker.
Give us 4 jars, he panted. Nah, better make it 6, maybe even 7. Yeah, 7 jars. My sister's got a sleepover and this'll make having all those girls around the house more bearable.
Mustard went to take the jar from my hands, but I clutched it to my chest. Look, I don't know about it now, Mustard, I said slowly.
I mean, we were willing to sell you our best jar, but you wouldn't take our word for it.
I shook my head dramatically. Nick prodded me.
He wants 7 jars, he said stiffly.
You gotta sell me the jars, Mustard pleaded. I just wanted to be certain, that's all.
There was slight panic in his voice.
Dave,
Nick whispered in my ear.
Dave, he wants 7 jars. We've only got 2. This and the one in my bag.
I ignored Nick and faced Mustard. Did you see those girls scatter when I let them just have a tiny whiff of the stuff in that jar? I asked.
This is my personal jar, Mustard. I made it, so to speak.
Mustard fumbled in his pocket and came out with $5.
Here, take this. I'll give you the rest when I get the other 5 jars.
I curled my bottom lip and narrowed my eyes like I was really concentrating.
Just this once, Mustard, I said finally. Next time you doubt me, I'm blacklisting you from buying any more fart in a jar.